Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role with the show.
Harrell Holmes Jr., and I am Melvin Franklin in Ain't Too Proud of the Life and Times of the Temptations.
Yes, and that awesome Temptations musical is coming to the Kennedy Center in D.C. Now through January 16th. So, hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. Thank you.
All right. So obviously this is a, you know, jukebox musical about, you know, the whole story of the Temptations. Remind us, when did this start? Well, this was on Broadway a few years ago, right?
Yes, it made its Broadway debut in 2019, late 2019. And then unfortunately, the pandemic hit the country and shut everything down for a while. So it was only really, you know, on stage on Broadway for a little while. I previewed in a few states before then, but we're so happy to have everything back up and running again. This is the first tour of the show, so it's an exciting time for everyone who couldn't make it to New York to actually see the show, to get a chance to see this great musical for the first time.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, before, like you mentioned, before it got shut down on its brief run on Broadway, I think it was nominated for like, I don't know, roughly a dozen Tonys, and it won for the choreography. But so you said this is the first national tour of it. Where is DC in the tour? Like, how many cities have you hit so far?
We've only had our preview in Durham, North Carolina. So we're actually having our official opening here in DC.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. So, yes. All right. So there you go. All the more reason for folks to come out. That's great.
Absolutely.
All right, cool. Well, remind our listeners some of the huge, you know, hits that they're going to, I mean, we all know these songs by heart, but just rattle off some of, it's a jukebox musical, so rattle off some of the songs in the jukebox.
Oh, yes. All the classics from My Girl to Just My Imagination, Get Ready, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, Cloud Nine, if you're a fan of the Temptations, this is definitely your show. I mean, all of the big hits are going to be over 30 songs. So even the true diehard Temptation fans, you know, the You're My Everything and Don't Look Back, all of those great hits you'll hear.
Just My Imagination. Oh, I guess I got to say Just My Imagination.
That's yeah, there you go.
Cool. Well, talk about how their music evolved over the years. You know that you mentioned, you know, the My Girls and all that with their original lineup, but then, you know, when they sort of got a new lead singer in the 70s, and think, you know, it was a different era of music. Talk about how, you know, it became like, you had your Papas of the Rolling Stones, and you had like Ball of Confusion and stuff like that. It became almost very like, you know, it was more social commentary stuff.
Absolutely. And the show does a great job of navigating and telling that story of how these were young men, you know, and real people who were dealing with things in the world from war to, you know, assassinations of presidents and prominent people, you know, like Dr. King. So, you know, our music, the music of the Temptations reflected that. And, and the world was changing. So you also, there's a switching of the guard as far as producers as well, because Smokey Robinson produced a lot of those early hits like My Girl and Get Ready. And then we had another talented producer named Norman Whitfield who, you know, wanted to come with that new sound. And that's when Cloud Nine was birthed and Ball of Confusion and Papa Was a Rolling Stone. And if you come to see the musical, you'll see that Otis himself was even hesitant. You know, he wasn't sure how the loyal Temptation fans would respond to this new sound. But obviously they grew to love it a lot. And those became some of their biggest hits.
For sure. Well, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for taking me through sort of that, you know, the evolution of their sound there. It went from catchy to profound over the years. It's fantastic, fantastic, yeah. All-time music stuff. But in terms of like their personal life, what do we sort of learn about them that maybe our listeners, maybe they're fans of their music, obviously, but maybe they don't know too much about them as people. But, you know, like, what do we learn about them, you know, coming up, how they formed, all that stuff?
You get to learn basically how they started. They all came from the South. and migrated to Detroit for different reasons. And they kind of just they came together in a kind of divine way, I would say. And they just all had a great love for music. And they were young teenagers at the time who really didn't know what impact they would have. They just knew that they loved music and that's what they wanted to do. So you get a chance to see it go from there to how they're navigating their success that really happened really fast. And also how they're navigating having families, having a son, you know, kids, and how they kind of decided to sacrifice that and put their music before everything else. And that's one of the great things about it. I think one of the great things about this musical is that people can see the human side of them, of how they're navigating this new life that they have. And they can relate to, I think, to each character in a different way. With my character, I'm someone who loves his mom and actually have to ask her permission to join the group. But we go from that to later on down the line, figuring out how can we start to write our own music and our own material, and how can we, you know, kind of establish our own voices, but still, you know, being under the Motown family and Motown branch. So there's a lot of things that we talk about in this musical that I don't think people realize that these were real young people who are just figuring things out, you know, as they go along. And when you release music that is popular to the masses, you get kind of, you become the voice for people, you know. And they were definitely that voice for young America in the 60s and 70s. So it's an unbelievably written story by Dominique Morisot. So I hope you guys can make it out. It's an unbelievable show.
Awesome. Yeah. And if we do come out, you know, obviously, you know, we've talked the music and the story, but what do we see visually? You know, paint a visual picture for the radio here about, you know, we think Temptations, we think those, you know, those iconic sort of, you know, jackets and outfits and, you know, the dance moves and everything. But what do we see visually, either, you know, costumes and even the set too? Like, do you recreate the old Motown, you know, digs, or, you know, what do we see?
Absolutely. For 2.5 hours, you will definitely feel like you're in that world. It's a true throwback to the time. The design and set team have done an unbelievable job. We have LED screens and big, huge props. It basically looks like a movie on stage. So it's unbelievable. It keeps your attention the entire time. And yes, like you said, the iconic outfits, the dance moves. I mean, the show won the Tony for best choreography. So the choreography is insane. It's unbelievable. And you also get some special guests from, I don't want to give it all away, but from Smokey Robinson to the Supremes, Berry Gordy. So the show does a remarkable job of painting that picture. And you really feel like you're in the world of the 60s and 70s and 80s for 2.5 hours. It's incredible. Yeah. And not to mention, don't forget the incredible band, the Temptations, especially later on. They were known for those iconic intros of music, like Papa Was a Rolling Stone. So to hear that full band is incredible. It'll give you chills.
Oh, for sure. And you mentioned, you know, how different, you know, famous figures pop up as characters like Berry Gordy. But yes. It's very fitting because Mr. Gordy was just honored at the Kennedy Center, where you guys are going to be. He was honored with the Kennedy Center honor just like a week or two ago.
Yes, he was.
So this is kind of a full circle venue for you guys. Well, before we run, you know, dish on your co-stars, you know, who's playing all the guys in the Temptations here?
Okay, we have Marcus Paul James, who's playing Otis Williams. He's going to be pretty much narrating the show, does an unbelievable job. We have James T. Lane, who's playing Paul Williams. We have Elijah Ahmad Lewis, who's playing David Ruffin, the iconic David Ruffin. And trust me, you will definitely want to see him in action. He's amazing. And we have Jalen Harris, who's playing Eddie Kendricks with the sweet falsetto, the vocals. I mean, I don't think they could have done a better job of picking this cast. I mean, you're going to get the harmonies, all the great songs. It's incredible. But these guys are really awesome. And you have myself, Pharrell Holmes Jr., who's playing Melvin Franklin.
And speaking of that guy, I think you know him well because he is you. So tell me about, tell us just before we run, you know, a little bit about you. You know, where'd you grow up and how'd you get into theater?
I'm originally from Saginaw, Michigan, and I moved to Los Angeles when I was 12, and in pursuit of my music career and acting career. As far as theater, this is kind of crazy. This is my first theater show that I've ever done.
Oh, no joke.
Yes. So it's been an unbelievable experience so far. But as far as the Temptations were the reason why I started singing when I was 6 years old. The Temptations miniseries came out in 98, and I was 6 years old, and I remember seeing it, and I fell in love. And my dream was to become a Temptation. And obviously, as you get older, you're like, okay, that'll never happen. And then fast forward to 2018, the show was premiering in Los Angeles at the Amundsen Theater, and I was blown away. I was blown away and also upset that I didn't know there was a Temptations musical, because I was like, I want to be in there. There's no way I should not be in there, because I already knew all of the music. And so the next year I found out when auditions were, and fast forward to 2 years, I am now here. So this is a dream come true for me.
Wow. Always dreams of being a Temptation. And this, I mean, think about it. This is the closest that's ever going to, short of, you know, swapping bodies with an actual Temptation member, this is the closest you're going to actually get. It's really cool. Well, hang on real quick. You mentioned that, that this was your first show. How does that happen? So you hear about a casting call and you say, I'm going to throw my, you know, hat in the ring here.
Yeah, kind of something like that. I had an agent, and she was able to get me an audition, and I went in there, and I think they could see the excitement on my face, the casting team, and I went in there and actually first auditioned for Eddie, which is funny, but I know every part of it. So I said, hey, do you guys mind if I try Melvin out? And They were kind of shocked. They said, wait, you just did a high falsetto. You can now do Melvin. And I said, yes, let me try it out. And I did it, and they loved it. And from then on, it was a rigorous audition process of going back and forth to New York and numerous dance calls. But I was determined to get this one. Thank you. And I have 20 years of research and experience on The Temptations. So I was pretty confident about getting it, but yes, if there was ever a musical to do, this was definitely it for me.
Yeah, they probably saw you, of all the people they were trying to cast, they were like, wow, this guy's been training for this his whole life.
Right.
That's fantastic. Exactly. Well, hopefully, so
even though I didn't have the theater experience, I definitely knew all the music already. I'm 29.
Right. Like most 29 years. Well, I'm 37, but yeah, you know, like most 20s in our 30s people, you know, we grew up on The Temptations. Not really, but you know, passed down.
At least our parents did, right? So
yeah. You know what? We're joking, but I really do believe even generations even after us, like our kids will still be listening to this stuff. It's just timeless.
Absolutely. Timeless classic music. Absolutely. Awesome.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. Hopefully, you know, and congrats on your first show. Hopefully the first of many theater shows for you. But
yes, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. And thanks for the great welcome to DC. Thank you.
Of course. Check out Ain't Too Proud, the Life and Times of the Temptations musical. It's now at the Kennedy Center. So, hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you. Thanks so much.